بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everything which lives will taste death. And then Allah said that the ujurakum, the ajr, the reward, your rewards, you will get in yawmul qiyamah. So the full reward of whatever we did in this life, the good and the bad, we will get this in yawmul qiyamah, on the day of judgment. وَمَنْ زُهْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. And Allah said, Allah gave us a standard or measurement. And the standard, He said, is the one who is freed from the hellfire and enters Jannah, فَقَدْ فَاسْ. Only that person is ultimately successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And that this life of this world is only deception. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to this before it is too late. Today, just as I was coming down, I got news that one of my uncles, Ahmed Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, he passed away last night. We ask, I request you to make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins and grant him Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. He was close to, close to 100 years old, maybe 98, 99 or something like this. The issue is that whether you die at 100 or you die at 10,000 or you die at 20, one day we die. And what do we take? We take with us whatever we carried. That is all. The analogy which is usually given, I think it's a good analogy, is of people traveling on a train. And then when you get off, when your station comes, when you get off, what is in your hand? Your luggage. You can't take somebody else's luggage. It's your own luggage. And wherever you boarded the train from, and you say, well, you know, in that city where I came from, I have got so much of property, I have got all these houses and cars and aeroplanes and God knows what. When you get off at the station, the only thing with you is your luggage. That is all. Whatever is in that city, this city, my country, and so on, is it stays there, doesn't go anywhere. And I think that's a good analogy because it helps us to focus on our life also, because our life is the same. It's whatever we do in this life, what will go with us is what we take with us. And also, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and what you send ahead of you. So people do this also. If you are traveling somewhere and so on, and you find that you have to take more luggage or something, and you can't take it with you, so you send it ahead of you. You parcel it. So same thing in this life, which is what stays with me, or what will I have when I dismount, disembark. I will have what I am carrying with me, and I will have whatever I have sent ahead. That place where I am disembarking, that place has got nothing. You know, it's a strange place. So if I want something there, then either I have to prepare in advance, so I send ahead whatever I need to send ahead, so it is waiting for me there, and I carry with me whatever I need to carry with me. So no matter whatever I had where I embarked, if I didn't take it with me, if I didn't send it ahead, it will stay there. It will not come back. It can't come on its own. That is the key thing which I remind myself. When we get news of people passing away, and one day others will get news of our passing away. This is the reality of life. And everybody is going to the same place. Everyone. Today, every time in the world, you know, we see different people pretending to have so much of power and so much of authority and so much of wealth and all the arrogance that goes with it. You know, people think that I am this, I am that, I am that. We are nothing. We are absolutely nothing. We are what we have taken with us. That is it. Nothing else. All the money and power and glory stays behind. And I always say that, especially Hyderabad is, we live in a city where the signs of this are there for us to see all around us. The signs are there. If we don't want to see the signs, then it's up to us. But the signs are there everywhere around us. We have got signs of people who passed before, who had, we cannot even calculate what they had compared to what we have. Take whatever we have today and try to compare it with one of the people who passed away, and we say, well, you know, what percentage of his wealth do I have? You can't even count it. I mean, it's what you have is so small that it does not even compare. It's not even any point in comparing with the wealth of the people who left. But the fact is, they are gone. They are gone. Their wealth today, somebody else is enjoying, or it is rotting and collapsing. So, what do you think will happen to you and me? Same thing. The road is the same. And what remains is what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we need to focus, I remind myself and you, let us focus on that. Let us focus on what I am sending ahead. And what am I going to take with me? That is the key thing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this to us in the Quran so many times. Since we are in the Ayyamu Tashriq, we go back again and again to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And alhamdulillah, there is no better story than that. See, if you look at, you know, if I tell you, if somebody comes to Hyderabad and say, okay, show me the relics or the signs of the 7th Nizam of Hyderabad. So, I will take him to King Koti. I say, well, what about his father? Well, I take him to Falaknuma. So, what about his father? Then I take him to Chowmahalla. So, what about the key people who were here before that, the Qutub Shahis? You would show them Makkah Masjid, show them Char Minar. So, what about the people before that, take them to Golconda, right? So, depending on who you are, what about Shah Jahan? You got Taj Mahal, you got Red Fort, he built most of the stuff. So, if you go to various people, they will show you this, this, this. If I ask you, what about Ibrahim alayhi salam? What will you show me? What will you show me? Kabhi socha hai bare mein? If I tell you, show me the relic of Ibrahim alayhi salam, what will you show me? Aap Makkah ko tawaf kiska karte? Kaun banaye? When I ask you, show me the relic of Ibrahim alayhi salam, what is the relic of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The Kaaba. It is the house of Allah. We are not saying we are doing tawaf of the house of Ibrahim. No. But if you tell me Shah Jahan, what do you say? Taj Mahal. So if I say Ibrahim alayhi salam, what is this? What is the sign of Ibrahim alayhi salam left in this world? Kaabatullah. It's our choice. It is our choice. What do we want to leave behind? You want to leave behind, you build a house of Allah, Baytullah, no matter what it is. It doesn't have to be the Kaaba. The Kaaba is what Allah gave Ibrahim alayhi salam. Any masjid, any thing for the sake of Islam, for the sake of the of benefit of humanity, that becomes your symbol. And all the other rest of the stuff remains. Yeah. It will be there until somebody is maintaining it, then it collapses, gone, finished. Imagine you are, if somebody is like this, symbol of Ibrahim alayhi salam is the Kaaba. What is the symbol of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Masjid an-Nabawi al-Sharif. Because he bought the land for it. Masjid was built by all the Sahaba together. Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the land for the Masjid was acquired by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What does he get from that? Imagine, just think about this. If we have any faith in the Akhirah, we have to think about these things. Ibrahim alayhi salam gets the sawab of all the ibadat happening there in the Kaaba because he built it. And Ismail alayhi salam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gets the sawab of all the salah which is performed in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Including whose salah? Nabi Karim salah. Abhi kya hona wale iske waise? What more can anybody ask? That white carpeted area, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the garden from among the gardens of Jannah, Riyad al-Jannah. Said the place between my house and my minbar. That white carpeted area is the original area of the of Masjid an-Nabawi. That area was acquired by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. So all these are people fight to pray there. Literally, a long line of people, and if you get 5 minutes to do just 2 rakat of salah, you feel, oh, alhamdulillah, my coming to Masjid an-Nabawi Sharif is, you know, is worth it because I got just 2 rakat of salah. Abu Bakr Siddiq doesn't have to fight for that. You are fighting to give the salah to Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. ما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the reality of this life. Then we can live a life which is full of contentment, no tension, no worry, no nothing. And instead of that, if we lose track of the reality of this life, and if we get stuck in this dunya, Allah told us, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. That is our choice. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the right choice, because none of these choices is hidden. It's not a secret choice. It is not a choice that is left to chance. These choices have been clearly demarcated. They have been clearly shown. There have been multiple times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us and has told us and has guided us, and He sent His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And after that, nobody can say, I did not know. You can say, I did not choose, but you can't say, I did not know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.